Welcome to Movies, Films, and Flicks. I am Mark Hoffmeyer, and joining me is a man who miraculously went 100% with his predictions last year for the 2008 Academy Awards. It's Robert Lamb.
How's it going?
So, how did you do it?
I think the whole Magic 8-Ball craze died in, like, what, the 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, people were drinking them.
Well, for me, it hasn't ended yet.
Oh, so last year when you and I predicted the 2008 Academy Awards, you were using an 8-Ball.
Yeah, I just shook it every time and I said, will this movie win Best Picture? And I did it for every movie, not just the ones nominated.
Yeah, that's interesting because most of the podcast was you going, is this movie going to, is There Will Be Blood going to win? And then, you went, wait a second. Yes, it's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a 7-hour podcast.
Oh, and yeah. It took a long time.
I feel like it was some of your best work.
Yeah, I would say it's up there.
Because when you're waiting for the 8-Balls, you kind of told me your life story about how you were a busker in England. You were a chimney sweep for a period of time. And then you met this nanny and you got flown away on an umbrella.
On an umbrella. Yeah. I did tell you all that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if I told you everything.
I was in tears.
Did you see me dance with the penguins? Or I mean, like, did I mention that?
No. Can you tell me about it?
Nah, it was all very cartoonish at that point.
Got it. But you danced with penguins.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Can I tell you something, Robert, before we move on to predict the 2009 Academy Awards?
You can tell me anything, Mark.
I was listening to Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
And I'm singing. I'm belting this song out. I just can't stop singing it. Because if you hear that song and you don't sing, there's something wrong with you. And I thought if I was in a horror movie and the horror movie villain was chasing me and I had to hide, you know, all those movies where you have to hide in a closet and be perfectly quiet?
Yep.
If I had to do that at a concert venue where the Goo Goo Dolls were playing Iris, I'd get killed because I'd start singing the song in the closet.
Is it just Iris or is it any Goo Goo Dolls song?
So any Goo Goo Dolls song, but for some reason they decided to do Iris, Slide, Black Balloon, and then Here Is
Name?
Gone. Name.
Okay.
I mean, they're playing all the hits and you're you have to remain perfectly quiet or the killer hears you. And all of a sudden the killer just hears, and I don't want the world to... Yeah. And then he opens up the closet door or the cupboard door or the bedroom door or the I'm hiding in a pelican case that used to have speakers and he just sees me singing or he or she sees me singing. I'm done.
But like if you were at the concert though and a guy was trying to kill you, how many closets do you think are at the normal venue?
Well, there's a lot of rooms. So I'm
there's definitely a lot of rooms. That's true. Okay.
So, you know, those labyrinth of rooms. Remember Spinal Tap? So I'm in one of those. I'm hiding. And who knows if I'm getting wiped out or not. But I'm putting myself at a serious disadvantage because I can't help but not sing a Goo Goo Doll song.
Honestly, if you were getting chased, I would say that your best bet would probably be to run into the crowd at that time because then everyone's going to be singing it and you'll blend into the crowd.
But you're part of the crowd. You're going to get stabbed and no one will know because everyone's so passionately singing Goo Goo Dolls.
Well, that's why you have to keep running. but you just blend into the crowd. Anytime I go anywhere nowadays, I always bring Marx Brother type nose and mustache and the glasses. So that way I can always put those on in case I don't want somebody to know who I am.
See, the problem is that when I went through the concert venue, there were metal detectors. And they were like, why do you have this? Why are you trying to disguise yourself?
Right.
And they took them from me. And if I'm running through the crowd at a Goo Goo Dolls concert, I'm like a deer in headlights. I'm going to look up at the stage and just start singing.
Right.
Right? And then they're just going to see me.
You know, not to derail this, but I would like to mention that one time I went to a concert and there were like metal detectors and it wasn't metal detectors. It was just people with like those like wands gliding over us to make sure we didn't have anything in our pockets and stuff. And they were like, no cameras, no nothing. And my girlfriend at the time brought a camera, and she's like, this was like, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. And I'm like, great, like, we have a camera, like, they're not gonna let us bring it in there. And she was like, she was actually panicking. I'm like, no, I don't want to go all the way back to the car, let's just try to get in. She's like, well, what are you gonna do? They're gonna see the camera and stuff. So they told us to take everything out of our pockets and hold it above our head while they did the wand. So I literally put the camera, like, with my wallet and my keys in one hand and then my phone in the other, and just held up my hands, and they scanned me, and we just walked right in. They didn't even notice. Yeah.
I love it.
Got one past the man.
I was too busy for Goo Goo Dolls. You know, one time at a Florida State football game, they pat you down for alcohol, and I saw them doing it, and I had a bunch of mini bottles in my cargo shorts. Remember Abercrombie cargo shorts that you can fit everything into? Like, it's just, it's like Santa Claus's bag. You can fit that much stuff into your cargo pants.
Yeah.
And cargo shorts. And I was like, oh gosh. So I pulled out two bottles. I'm like, you guys got me here. Just take them so you don't have to search me. And they're like, oh, thank you. Come on in. But I had like 14 in my other pockets. And I was thinking about dancing as soon as I got through, but I was like, I'm going to play it cool. I'm going to play it cool. But
Plus, if you dance too much, they might fall out.
That was a good move. None of those cargo pants. They're so, those, you have to crawl into those things to grab them. That's the problem.
Do they do that like everywhere now? Like, we used to go tubing down Rainbow River, and before you get on there, they make sure you don't have any alcohol. So we would sneak, you know, alcohol into like different bottles and stuff. But they actually like check the bottles now.
Wow.
They're like, you have to open that bottle of whatever drink it is, like tea.
Chug
and
it.
They open it and they smell it and they're like, yeah, nope, not coming on.
You know, there was a time.
It's just a river, bro.
There was a time when I was delivering metal detectors to venues and I had to go through a metal detector. A very big one.
Does a metal detector detect a metal detector?
Yes, I've learned. It's like when Mitch Hedberg said that he wants a vending machine that vends vending machines.
That's a pretty big ass vending machine.
So what are your thoughts? Would you sing or not? Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, I would always sing.
Okay.
I it's hard for me not to sing. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a song that comes on and I like the song, or even remotely like the song, like, just, it doesn't have to be a favorite of mine, I'm gonna sing it.
I want you, everyone listening, to pause the podcast, go to YouTube, put on Here Is Gone by the Goo Goo Dolls, and get moving in a vehicle where you can move at a decent speed at about 50 miles an hour. If it's a nice day, put the windows down. And if you don't sing, I'm worried for you.
You have a black heart at that point.
Like a black balloon?
I saw Goo Goo Dolls at Tropicana Field when I went for a Rays game. They had the summer concert series, and Goo Goo Dolls was there, and it was like, with the price of admission, you got to see them play. And while the sound quality was not that good in the Dome Stadium, it was still cool to hear them sing all their hits.
Was Nick Cage on a bicycle?
No Nick Cage.
All right. Wait, was Meg Ryan on the bicycle, or was Nick Cage on the bicycle in City of Angels?
I don't remember.
That's a question. You know what? Let's just dedicate our next podcast to that question.
Have you ever done a bicycle podcast?
I have not. Would you like to do a bicycle? The Best Bicycles of Cinema podcast? Pee Wee Herman? Mean,
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Wicker Man.
Saw? He's on a tricycle. It's a tricycle.
then Big Wheels. We could do The Shining.
Oh, that's true, too.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Things that you have to pedal. We should do an entire podcast and just name things that you pedal. Let's do it, Robert.
What? Yeah, I'm down.
No, wait. Let's do the things you can pedal draft, and we'll put together, we'll each draft 10 pedalings.
Are we talking about pedaling, or pedaling as in like...
Like a street vendor?
Yeah, a peddler.
Like when you were a busker?
Yeah.
No, not street pedaling. We're talking more like pedal bike, bicycles, tricycles. Big wheels.
So no peddlers. Yeah,
no.
Okay.
No, that would be our other podcast. The best peddlers of... I mean, I got Star Wars, Phantom Menace on there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got some great...
Tina Turner said, big wheels keep on turning.
I think Newsies is the best one where kids pedal things.
You want there... Sandlot, weren't they all on bikes? Or It, the new It one.
Yep, riding bicycles. All right, you know what? Our next podcast is the Thing on Wheels draft.
Okay.
I'm
good with that.
I'm 100% serious. You think I'm joking?
I'm good.
We're doing this.
No, I'm good.
All right. All right. So we're going to do that. So what do you think? Want to predict the 2009 Academy Awards? Because
yeah,
we're super topical here at Movies, Films, and Flicks.
Yeah, it's why not? You know, like I feel like I've seen all the movies. I'm ready to guess.
You ready to guess? I mean, last time you did great. Just do me a favor. No Magic 8-Ball. I don't want to be here for 7 hours.
Honestly, it saddens me to say this, but three days ago I went bowling and I brought the wrong ball, and basically I threw it down and broke it.
You drank all the water, didn't you?
Is it water?
Well, I don't know. You drank
it. It was weird. It did not taste like water. It didn't taste like good water. It wasn't Fiji.
Why didn't I hear from you for 17 days after that?
I blacked out. Blacked out after that. You don't drink the water.
Don't. All right, good.
The Magic 8-Ball water.
All right, so let's start off with Best Supporting Actress, right?
Okay.
We have so no one's won yet because this is 2009. So we have Marissa Tomei from The Wrestler. We have Taraji P. Henson for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which is one of the – I've learned that that's one of the movies I hate to spell out the entire title. Like all the Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Goes to Manhattan – or Part 9, Jason Goes to Manhattan.
Right.
It's two, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Like, come on. All right, but then we have Viola Davis for Doubt, Amy Adams for Doubt, and Penelope Cruz for Vicky Cristina Barcelona. So for me, movies. All right, so you're gonna find this interesting. Now, this has happened 6 times in the Best Supporting Actress category this century, but it's only, you know, I'm looking into the future, of course, because it's 2009,
right.
And only twice people who have been nominated, like The Help. Well, that hasn't even happened yet. I'm seeing the future, guys. I'm Magic 8-Balling it, but. That rarely happens. They're going to split the votes, right? I mean, Viola and Amy, they're going to split, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So that leaves us with Tomei, Henson, and Cruz.
Honestly, I don't remember Taraji P. Henson too much in Curious Case, but I don't really remember Curious Case. I remember liking it, but I don't remember, like it's not my favorite Fincher film, you know?
Yeah, it's when Fincher went normal. When Fincher went Oscar.
It was still, like, it had those dark tones and everything, but it was very, like, it wasn't Fight Club 7 or Girl with the Dragon Tattoo dark.
Mahershala's in it, too. Ali from Moonlight and, Green Book. And so,
I really don't remember it.
Now, these movies have gone by. The problem is Vicky Cristina Barcelona, right?
Yeah.
I love Penelope Cruz in that, but that's a Woody Allen picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with a Woody Allen picture
without Woody.
Yeah,
but is he in it? I don't know.
He directed it. But what would that get nominated today? Because everyone's like, oh, well, I guess Bohemian Rhapsody's up. Wait, no, it's 2009.
Yeah.
So, do you think that this would win today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 2009, so we have to leave that alone, don't we?
I guess. I like Tomei though in Wrestler.
She's really good in Wrestler.
Anytime Aunt May can, I mean. The soon-to-be Aunt May.
Well, she is Aunt May.
She's
three-time Aunt May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She went for it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, kind of like, I don't know. I mean, what was that? Darren Aronofsky?
Yeah, that was Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah. I mean, I think she brought it in that movie. But, you know, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, I feel like of all the Woody Allen movies, that one doesn't really like stick out to me.
I think the best part about that film was her performance. It was just so alive. She was with Javier Bardem, and she was her performance is very, I know that sounds weird, but alive. She just had this fire to her in that, and I think she's a very great actress. And I think she also got to speak in, you know, her native, like she wasn't just, you know, English as a second language.
Yeah, she did.
So she was super just, you know, I think you can see these actors are more comfortable. So I think it comes down to Tomei or Cruz. Who are we going to go with here?
I mean, I think Cruz is the best part of Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
So you think
Tomei has already won an Oscar?
Yeah, 92. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, my cousin Vinny. So
you got to take me to any trivia, Robert. This is bad that I can just say that. Yeah, I just spit that out.
Yeah. 1992.
Yeah. All right. So we're thinking Cruise, right? Because this is the best performance here.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. Go with Cruise. She deserves it.
She's on Cruise Control. She's gonna win it.
Cruise Control. All
right.
Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz. Yeah, they're in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. And Kurt Russell.
And Kurt Russell. That's true.
All right, so best supporting actor. Okay. Heath Ledger, Dark Knight, Josh Brolin, Milk, Robert Downey Jr., Tropic Thunder, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Doubt, Michael Shannon, Revolutionary Road. Now, let me say something again. Heath Ledger, Brolin, Downey Jr., Hoffman, and Shannon. Those are some actors.
Those are some real, real good actors.
Real actors.
Yeah.
People who act really. All of them.
Yeah, oh, they are the realest I know.
They act really, and they really act.
But I do want to say that Doubt was one of those movies that it was all about the acting. And that's why Philip Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams, and Viola Davis were all nominated.
Oh, yeah. PSH, that's what, man.
Yeah.
And Meryl Streep, of course. But she could do a 90-minute sneezing movie and she would get nominated. I think Florence Foster Jenkins, she sneezes for 45 minutes.
but it was just so good and real and authentic, you know what I mean?
I want to do a thing about why wasn't Meryl Streep nominated for the other movies she was in.
I always remember Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin had that joke at the Oscars. They're like, and then no matter what, they always nominate Meryl Streep, which is true.
I want to do this, the movies that weren't nominated. All right, so we got... I mean, right? I would love to see Downey Jr. because that's just a really weird role. And Michael Shannon was great in Revolutionary Road, but that's such a downer movie. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Hey, good-looking people move to the suburbs and they're miserable.
Right.
Thanks.
Downey Jr. also, like, I'm surprised. That's, like, an interesting pick to get a nomination.
Well, he went for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone kind of loved it, too. They were in on the joke with that role.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Brolin was in, but it's got to go to Heath Ledger again, doesn't it?
It's got to. Who was the first posthumous award, however you pronounce it, actor who won posthumously?
It was. Posthumously.
How do you say it?
It was.
Do you remember? I know who it is.
Chuck Finley?
Yeah, close.
Chuck Finley for the movie.
Squid Lake?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Squid Lake. I mean, really great performance. I felt like they really, really brought it.
You know? Who was the guy in Network?
Oh, my goodness.
Peter Finch. Yeah, Peter Finch. Peter Finch. I think he's the only one who's ever won an Oscar after he died. So, you know, sadly, Heath Ledger passed away.
Yeah.
And his role, you know, he put his all in that role.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, he was great in that movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He stole the show anytime he was on the screen.
You wanted more of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it now and I'm like, this guy was good. Do you know what's crazy? This movie only came out last year, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But its fans are out of their minds. So if you put together, here's the best animated films I've ever seen. Here are my top five from the 1990s. Lion King, blah, 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 blah. And then people are like, where's Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Wait, but this is a list about animated films from the 90s. Should have Dark Knight on it.
Wasn't it so bad that, like, Rotten Tomatoes had to, like, disable their comment section anytime it got, like, a bad review or something like that? Like, people would just go off on the reviewers.
Dark Knight fans are crazy.
Yeah.
And
people love Nolan. Is it Dark Knight fans or Nolan fans?
Dark Knight. Joker. Because no one talks about Batman Begins or Dark Knight Rises like that.
Yeah, but I feel like Nolan has, like, that following where, like, people stick up for, like, every one of his movies no matter what.
Yeah, all right, this is going to sound bad, though, but there's Deadpool, right? And then there's Boondock Saints. And I feel like some of those fans are very aggressive towards their heroes.
Right.
The Twilighters.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it is Nolan or if they love the Joker.
Mm.
It could be.
It could be both.
Yeah.
There could be two different groups.
I mean, I'm a Wes Andersonite. I used to get physically angry when people said they hated Wes Anderson movies, and I grew up. And I was like, wait, this is horrible. Why would everyone love these films?
Right. Yeah. They're not, that's, I think that's the appeal, though, is the fact that not everybody loves those films.
Yeah.
Makes it feel more like for you, like your type, like it's like your own little niche.
And now people love the Grand Budapest Hotel and Isle of Dogs a lot, but those are my least two favorite Wes Anderson films.
Right.
Yeah. I teach production design, so I showed Grand Budapest Hotel to my students.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just more about the production design than it is the characters. I miss the days of the blue collar Rushmore and Bottle right. Rocket and stuff like that.
I didn't see Isle of Dogs though.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll watch it soon.
Yeah, I mean, well, in the future, of course, in 10 years.
Yeah. When it comes out.
All right, so let's get into. Actually, you know what? Let's take a break. And yeah. when we come back,
Heath Ledger, right?
Yeah, we're going Heath Ledger, right? I thought. I thought that was automatic.
Definitely. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
All right, type it in. All right, yeah. So we'll be back in a little bit with more predictions for the 2009 Academy Awards. Welcome back to Movies, Films, and Flicks. And boy, Iron Man was a huge hit this year, Robert.
That's shocking. He's not even like a main character.
And Jon Favreau, he did Zathura. Yeah.
Elf.
Who would have thought that he... You know who I think might be popular is that... Who's that fella from the place with the long name? And he's kind of a cheeky guy. S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you think... Agent Coulson, do you think he'll live?
I mean, I guess so. But honestly, if they're going to have him in it, you know, like, I just think, like, maybe he should be part of a show or something instead.
Oh, he'd be great in a TV show.
Yeah, I feel like he's not, like, a huge name that – isn't he – he used to be in Old Adventures of New Christina or whatever it's
called.
That's
right. Or Julia Louis-Dreyfus wins every Emmy.
Yeah. Wait, is it the Old Adventures of New Christine or the New Adventures of Old Christine?
The New Adventures of Old Christine. New episodes.
Okay. That was close.
So, hey, we're airing 12 new episodes of the New Adventures of Old Christine. Holy crap.
That's too hard to say, man.
You can't do it. Yep. Can't do it. Just, I just called Julia Louis-Dreyfus JLD.
JLD. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is JGL.
Oh, yeah. JGL's legit.
JGL.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is easy to say. That's easier to say than Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, six That's syllables.
Like, it would take me longer to say SMG than it would Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
I mean, they're all like Gellar. Yeah, I mean, they're... Yeah, I think it's just the way it rolls off the tongue. Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's I don't know. Just the combination of words is a lot easier.
I guess Julia Louis-Dreyfus really goes, too.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Because I think there's, like, the L's.
Yeah.
Julia Louis. Like, you're already doing the L sound.
Yeah, that one really flows.
Sure.
All right. Well, that was great. All right, so here we go. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Best actor. So, we have Mickey Rourke, the wrestler. Brad Pitt, The Curious Case of Benji Button. Frank Langella, Frost Nixon. Richard Jenkins, The Visitor, and Sean Penn, Milk.
All right, well, I didn't see The Visitor.
It's by the guy who directed Spotlight. It's about a dude who just, you know, learns to find himself by playing drums.
Oh, really?
Bongos. People stay in his flat.
And he's like, Rotten Tomatoes.
He's like, I got people living here. I mean, Richard Jenkins is crazy likable.
I mean, I like him.
Frank Langella. The problem is, right? Looking at his name, Frank Langella.
Yeah.
Very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch his movies, I just think, hey, there's Frank Langella. I've never thought, hey, there's Frost. Or there's...
where's Nixon?
Yeah. Or, hey, there's Chuck Finley. I never think, like, so Brad Pitt, I'm like, hey, there's Benji Button.
Wait, right? Who played Robert Frost? It was Frank Langella was Nixon, right?
Oh, Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen was okay.
Yeah. So, but I was just thinking, mm-hmm. It's about Frost Nixon, but this is Frank Langella and whoever Michael Sheen is playing.
Frost.
So this is Frank Langella and Frost. This is Frank Langella. Wait, Langella.
Langella. Hey, man.
Wait, what's happening with this?
It's a hard name.
Yeah, my mouth is dry. I can't say that name. So I'm, you know, when I think of the wrestler, I don't think Mickey Rourke. I think of a guy wheezing, breathing heavily, and getting tacks in his body. I don't think Mickey Rourke.
Right.
Right. When I think Sean Penn is Milk, I think I Am Sam.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which, that's a weird thing to think. But
I mean,
Milk. Oh. He was great in Milk. Gus Van Sant. Gus Van Sant can get really great performances out of actors.
Oh, for sure. And Sean Penn's already a good actor.
And he had already won for Mystic River.
Mystic River, yeah. Yep. What was that? That was like 2 years earlier, right?
Yeah. So there's Golden Pond, Mystic River. What else could you do? Magic Ocean?
Mystic. Wait, let me think. Hold on. Yeah, probably.
Flan Calambella should have won. That's who I think. All right,
there's a C one. There's got to be a C one. S-E-A.
Oh, man. Sea of Hope.
Yeah.
Hope rises into the sea.
Into the sea. Close enough.
No, To If by Sea.
To what? What movie is that?
Wait, what's the one?
At Sea. No, At Sea is.
What's the one with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau? On a boat?
Gone to sea. No, Out to Sea.
Out to Sea. And then there's Gone Fishing.
Yeah, I was thinking Gone Fishing when you said that, but Out to Sea is Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
And then Gone Fishing.
Now I gotta look it up and make sure. All right. Yeah, Out to Sea, 1997.
I think it's either Sean Penn or Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's a really close one, too, because Mickey Rourke, man, he came back and did this. He hasn't really been a name for a while.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and does this, and, like, he just nails it.
It's a visceral performance that has aged well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Sean Penn won for Mystic River, right?
Yeah.
He won. He has an Oscar. He has a paperweight. He has it in his house, and he walks people around. And he goes, oh, there's my paperweight, and it's the Oscar. So he's saying, like, hey, I have an Oscar, but I call it a paperweight because I'm cheeky. I just made that story up. I don't know if he does that or not.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just the humble brag. Oh, hey, what's that over there? Oh, yeah, that's my paperweight.
Yeah.
So
get it.
Let's go with Mickey. You want to do Mickey Rourke for the wrestler to win?
Yeah. Yeah. Because honestly, I think that's what I did before.
All right, cool. Let's do Mickey Rourke.
All right, Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke wins. Let's write it down.
The wrestler as Randy the Ram Robinson.
Cut the check.
Got it. Hold on, let me type it up. All right, got it.
Cool, you can't erase it. You emailed me it.
Yeah, I already sent it.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you got that new Mac.
I send you, every time we pick one, I'm sending you a separate email for it.
That way you can't take it back.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Kate Winslet for the reader.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway, Rachel getting married.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie, Changeling.
Sure.
Melissa Leo, Frozen River. Meryl Streep, Doubt.
Once again, Meryl Streep.
Yep.
That's four Doubt nominations this year.
I think people are just like, I'm not voting for Doubt. There's too many nominations.
But it gets four, like, nominations for acting roles. But nothing for Best Picture, Best Director, any of that stuff. That's weird.
So they doubted the direction.
Yeah, I guess they just liked that. They just liked the acting. Everything else was not up to par.
I mean, Angelina Jolie's not winning for The Changeling.
No, that's a weird nomination too. I mean, the movie was decent. That was
Clint Eastwood. Yeah, he's this was during his kind of not heyday, but he makes American Sniper. He'll make Mystic River. He'll make Invictus. He'll do Changeling.
Was Million Dollar Baby? 2004.
Oh yeah, Million Dollar Baby. That dude crushes acting nominations.
Yeah.
I mean, he crushes grapes. He crushes nominations like Keanu Reeves crushed grapes in A Walk in the Clouds.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, then
it took me a while to get to that, Robert, but I got there.
No, you got there. I think it worked out.
I mean, it was worth it.
If you wanna, just like, we can just like take a moment and just like ponder it.
Yeah, I just watching a barefoot Keanu Reeves crush grapes was one of the highlights of my 1995
year
cinema going year.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, he crushed it.
I would watch Keanu Reeves crush almost anything.
Honestly, let's pick three honestly? But let's
you know what? Because I'm glad
you
said that.
I was gonna act cool.
But since you said honestly, I'll answer honestly.
One of my best friends on the planet, he always says, I ain't gonna lie, man, this pizza's good. I'm like, well, would you lie about yeah, that? Why? All right, so let's pick.
Plus, if you were to lie, why would you lie about that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, lie about something that matters.
Yeah.
If you're a pathological liar if you say you don't like this pizza.
Right.
All right, so let's pick three actors from these nominees that we'd like to see crush grapes. Three of them in a tub. 15 feet by 15 feet.
From all the categories. Actor, actress, supporting actor.
20 people we get to watch crush grapes.
Okay.
Honestly, this sounds weird. Why am I honestly in? So Frank Langella.
Really?
I don't know why. I just don't think he'd have a good time.
Okay.
And just watching someone crush grapes who doesn't want to crush grapes.
Okay.
I want.
Who else?
All right, so let's look through here.
Well, you pick three and I'm picking three.
All right, so I'm going with Frank Langella.
Yep.
I am going for... Oh, man, this is tough. This is really tough. Let's see. I want to pick... Jeez Louise. I'm having a hard time here. I'm gonna throw in Melissa Leo from Frozen River.
Okay.
Because it was cold in Frozen River, so she should be able to enjoy some grape smushing during nice weather.
Right.
All right, so Melissa Leo, Frank Langella, and... Oh, jeez Louise. So who do I want to hear them talk to? This is very interesting.
I'm going to assume you're not going to go with Heath Ledger.
Nope, can't do it.
All right.
Well, we have taste here.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so I think my last one is going to be Michael Shannon.
Okay.
I just want to see... I think he'd have a good time. I think he would enjoy the fruit that his crushing brought forth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can see. I'm not going to lie, Robert. No. I wouldn't want you to. I'm going to go with Mickey Rourke, Marissa Tomei, and Meryl Streep. Now, the reason why I'm picking these three is Mickey Rourke, you know, you see his body. He built up. He's back in action. He's nominated for an Oscar. Give him some grapes to start stomping.
Yeah.
Now, because of that, Marissa Tomei was also nominated, and she's learned those stripper moves for that movie. I'd like to see how she does on some grapes. You know what I mean? Put it to work.
And then
Meryl Streep, she's just such a good actress. I want to see if she can act enthused while crushing the grapes.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we would put them right next to each other. We would film it, and I would lose because Meryl Streep always gets nominated.
Yeah, I think I would have the best bin or wherever they're crushing.
You have two former Academy Award winners in your grape crushing.
Yeah.
I have none.
Yeah. I know. I know what I like, Mark. I know what I like.
You ain't lying. All right, so let's pick where are we at? Have we picked best actress? Okay.
No.
Man, I really went off on a tangent there. All right, so
for best actress, I'm just not like Kate Winslet. I've liked for a long time. She's hasn't won an Oscar yet. She's been nominated several times, right?
Yeah, several.
It's getting close. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of The Reader, the movie, but I think she was good in it. I don't remember Rachel getting married. I don't think Angelina Jolie is going to win it. Melissa Leo, maybe. And then Meryl Streep. I feel like Meryl Streep's already had her time. She's already had enough. And Dalt already got like four nominations for acting. I say give it to Winslet.
Let's give it. I like Winslet. She's awful. That's the only reason to watch The Reader.
Yeah, for sure.
Just give it to Winslet.
Okay.
That was the motto. Write it down.
Yeah.
There we go. Send it in.
Send it.
Cut the check.
Yep.
What were we saying last year during this? Because this is our third one. What was our... Oh, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so best director. Danny Boyle, Slumdog Millionaire. David Fincher, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Ron Howard for Frost Nixon. Gus Van Sant, Milk. Stephen Daldry, The Reader. Can you believe that? Stephen Daldry got nominated over Nolan.
Yeah. The whole Reader, besides Kate Winslet for The Reader, I don't think it should have gotten nominated for anything else.
Well, this is the year that basically started. The next year was 10 nominations.
because it started the outcry of like, look at Dark Knight was a good movie, and it's probably like the best chance that a comic book movie ever had to be nominated, and it got snubbed along with some other movies, and then The Reader gets nominated, which to me was not up to par with some of the other movies nominated, or even the fact that there's other movies that came out this year that were really good. So it was just a very, I don't know, I think after that people were kind of upset with that. They let the Academy know, and the Academy was like, all right, we're just going to go back to 10 movies.
So jump in 10 years. Let's jump 10 years in the future. Who mm-hmm. would win this award in 2019? Ron Howard, Frost Nixon, no. Reader, no. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, no. So I think it comes down to Boyle and Van Sant.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the ones that hold up the best are Milk and Slumdog Millionaire. I've always liked Danny Boyle. I like his style. So because of that, I feel like it brings, and because of the content, like what the movie's about, I think the way he shot it, I think it brought something new. Like if you compare Slumdog Millionaire to the other movies aren't really necessarily doing anything new in the direction category. Like Gus Van Sant is amazing director, so is Ron Howard and stuff, but it's nothing like that's like they all could be like, to me, directed by somebody else and it would come out kind of similar, especially because Frost Nixon and Milk and The Reader are like straight dramas.
Yeah.
Fincher is a little bit different, but it's again still kind of like a drama, and I feel like probably like a weaker Fincher film. I think Danny Boyle, I think Slumdog Millionaire is actually one of his stronger outings. And I just like his style overall.
His infusion of heart, music,
mm-hmm.
energy, fuel. And that
it brought
film.
Because it's a, you know, it's got all these Indian actors, and it's a different type of movie than usually gets recognition unless it's like a foreign category.
All right, so let's give it to Danny Boyle.
All right, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Cut the check.
Yep. Type it up. All right, sent email.
Danny Boyle. All right, best picture. We have Slumdog Millionaire, The Curious Case of Benji Button, Frost Nixon, Milk, and Jumper.
Yeah, okay.
I love that movie, and The Reader. So Reader's gone. I know I keep bagging on Frost Nixon, and this sounds weird, but Frost Nixon is kind of like my Michael Clayton. Very good movies, but it's just Michael Clayton and Frost Nixon.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, I get it. Like, Michael Clayton was a really good movie. I liked it, but it's not one of those movies I can watch over and over. Yeah. Frost Nixon was good. I liked it, but it's a very slow-paced film that's good. But again, I can't rewatch it.
I mean, Benji Button's not winning.
No, that's not going to win. As much as I like Fincher, I'm hoping maybe he'll make a movie about Facebook and win in the future.
Yeah, oh, that guy. Yeah, I hope he makes that. I mean, it's ripe.
It's like the perfect type of movie that he should direct.
I actually just signed up for Facebook.
Did you?
I am living, actually.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I am actually living, no, I'm not. I have, let's see. Actually, I'm still in Korea.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm moving back home next week. Beautiful. So I just started Facebook, fingers crossed.
See, I haven't started it yet. I'm going to stick with MySpace because I think that's going to
put top five Facebook bands.
To shame. Yeah, it's going to put Facebook to shame, dude. I don't think Facebook has anything on MySpace.
If you had to put five of these actors in your top five, who would you pick?
Top five friends?
Yeah, I'm going Michael Shannon. I'm going Amy Adams. I'm going Josh Brolin. And then I'll add some – I love Taraji. And then I'll add – let's see. Who would be good for a laugh on Facebook? I'll do some Downey Jr.
Yeah, see, I'd say Downey Jr. for me, for sure. Amy Adams, probably Anne Hathaway, just because, you know, they're closer in age and stuff like that. You know what? Probably Richard Jenkins, because he has that very, like, father type that I feel like. Like that, it kind of mixes up my top five a little bit.
Got it.
And then Philip Seymour Hoffman. No, that's too much. Not Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
This is tight.
I'm gonna go Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he's gonna have some good bits.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
You do some good bits.
Yeah. Some pits.
I like Brother. All right. So who's winning Best Picture?
You know, for everything I just said about Best Director, I feel like that transfers over to Best Picture. For me, at least. Like, I feel like it's just, to me, I look at all these movies and the nomination list is a very, like, it's not my favorite. Like I said, I like Fincher, I like Van Sant, but I like Ron Howard too. I gotta go Slumdog Millionaire because it's just a different type of movie. And to me, I'm surprised to see it get as much love as it is.
Yeah. So we're definitely, I'm going Slumdog.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Cut the check.
Cut the check. Hold on. Let me type it up.
Fingers crossed. All right, last one, though, because I love these movies in here. Mm-hmm. Best Original Screenplay, Milk, Frozen River, Happy-Go-Lucky, In Bruges, WALL-E. And we're going with In Bruges, right?
Which original screenplay?
Milk, yeah. Frozen River, Happy-Go-Lucky, In Bruges, WALL-E.
I like WALL-E, but I think In Bruges just like was like a shocker for me.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
McDonough.
Yeah.
Dude's a beast.
That was he's going to direct a movie about a small town in Missouri.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah. I know it's in 10 years from now that he's talking about making it.
And I've heard he just started to write it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's a playwright, so I'm very excited to see what he does next. And he said his follow-up is going to be something called Seven Psychopaths. So Ooh. Seven Psychopaths and then something about Three Billboards. So he likes numbers.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right, we're going to end with the toughest one here and its best animated feature film, and that is between WALL-E, Bolt, and Kung Fu Panda.
I've seen them all. Gonna go with WALL-E.
Kung Fu Panda, though, that trilogy is... Wait, it will be amazing. But I'd really enjoy Kung Fu Panda because I like Dustin Hoffman a lot in it. I think he's very funny.
I don't remember if I've seen the other two. I mean, obviously, they're not out yet. But when they do come out, I wonder if I'm going to watch them.
I'm going WALL-E. And also, Man on Wire is going to win Best Documentary.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah. So, I mean, cut the check, fingers crossed. I think we predicted these pretty well.
Typed it up, emailed. So that way when we watch it, we'll see how many we get right.
We're not lying. All right, so you want to plug anything, Robert?
I'll plug a couple of my podcasts real quick. If you like, I do a lot of audio dramas, which are fictional podcasts. Acting, music, all like written out kind of stories. If you like that kind of stuff, you can check out Paralyzed is our horror fiction, and End of All Hope is our sci-fi one. And then Story, it's just called Story, and that one's a drama comedy, as you will. And if you want to check out any of those, like I think we're entering season 3 with Paralyzed and End of All Hope. It's going to come out soon. So if you want to catch up on those, like people have been listening and we're getting some good reviews and hoping to continue that on. So that'd be cool.
Thousands of listens.
Thousands. Upwards of 2,000.
So people listen when they find out that other people listen. And I know I've said this before. I wish I hadn't said this the entire time. I'm not lying when I say that. There's a big audience for your show. And it's not surprising because you put the work in.
Yeah, they're not easy to make, but they're fun, and I like making them. And, you know, I'd say we've probably tripled our download numbers in just the past year because I've been releasing, like, a ton of content. And people, for the most part, yes, we get some people who are like, I hate this, this sucks, 1 star. But for the most part, everyone likes it, and a lot of people are asking me when the new episodes are coming out. And like I said, this next month in March, we got a lot of content releasing. So
I'm looking forward to your new podcast, Cut the Check.
Yeah, type it up. equal. Type it up.
It's just you and another guy closing business deals.
Yep.
We should do that, but we'll associate produce movies, and we're just cutting the check, making them happen. Squid Lake. Check.
Or if you cut the check. Hold on. There's a joke here. I'm trying to get to it. If you cut the check with Joey Gladstone, does he say cut it out? I was trying to get somewhere, but it didn't really get there.
Wait,
yet.
Joey from Full House?
Yeah, the Gladstone.
So he says.
That was his last name, right? Gladstone?
Finley.
No, it wasn't
Finley. So they say cut the check. Then he says Gladstone. Cut it out.
Holy shit, it is Joey Gladstone. How do I remember that?
So he would say, check it out.
Check it out. That's what it is. Check it out. That's it. And I'm doing the hand motions, but you can't see it.
Instead of doing a cut, he would do like he's signing. He's
yeah.
He's what do you call it on the bottom? Endorsing the check on the bottom?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think it's just a signature.
He's like doing check, a signature.
Check it. He says that whenever like there's like a hot girl walking by, he goes, check it out.
Oh, wait, he's not writing checks?
No, he is. That's the joke. Is like he's actually writing like a check, but it's like a play on words.
Got it. So someone's like, excuse me? He goes, no, I'm cutting a check. I'm not checking exactly. you out.
I'm not checking you out. I'm writing a check right now, I'm ripping it out of my checkbook.
It's a bit. I do a bit. I'm yeah. sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
He's a comedian. He's yeah. a comedian. Unlike me and unlike you, he's a comedian, so he knows the wordplay.
Yeah. I mean, he can check it out. If he cuts that check.
Oh, he will.
He can metaphorically and literally cut the check.
That's true. All right, yeah, so. And then maybe he'll eventually type it up.
Type it up. Fingers crossed. All right. So for me, Mark Hoffmeyer, for Robert Lamb, this is Movies, Films, and Flicks. We'll see you next week.